Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start off with some news about an event going on during Transworld. Haunt attraction friends, are you in town for the big show? If so, come party with your favorite St. Louis paranormal team, Three Girls in the Dark, Saturday night at a haunted police station located 3 miles from downtown. Come hang in the haunted jail cells, check out the fire breathers and trapeze artists, and possibly win a bottle of booze. One free drink ticket with entry. $2 domestic beers, free appetizers, a DJ, and Motorcycle Mayhem by Hubert Dobler. Find us during Transworld and we might have some free stuff too. A $10 entry fee includes a free drink ticket for domestic beer and appetizers, and you must be 18 years old or older. Come as you are, and costumes are welcome. Saturday, March 19th from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the Mad Art Gallery, 2727 South 12th Street in St. Louis, hosted by ThreeGirlsInTheDark.com. You can get more info at ThreeGirlsInTheDark.com, the number 3, or madart.com. We have a little sad news from Legends, A Haunting at Old Town in Kissimmee, Florida. Coinciding with the end of our lease, Legends Dark Amusement has closed operations at the haunted attraction located at Old Town in Kissimmee. We had an agreement to sell the attraction in place so it could continue operations in the Old Town location, but the prospective new ownership was ultimately unable to reach a lease agreement for the space. Conversations are ongoing with prospective new operators about reopening the show in a new location. Meanwhile, the Legends Facebook page will remain up to announce any changes in the status of the show. Along with announcing the closure of the show, the owners of Legends would also like to take the opportunity to say thank you to our management team, cast, and crew for keeping the screams echoing through the halls of Legends since we first opened our doors in October of 2013. Our team's passion and hard work earned much-deserved accolades from both our fans and the media during our run. Operating Legends has been an amazing experience that we will always remember. Keep up with all or any new developments on their Facebook page. We have this news from the Factory of Terror in Canton, Ohio. The Factory of Terror is open for St. Patrick's Day. Join the Factory of Terror for our St. Patrick's Day celebration. Get your scare on the Saturday before St. Patrick's, March 12, 2016. To get more information, go to FOTOhio.com. Also, don't forget, the Factory of Terror features 6 all-new escape rooms. Escape Canton features 6 different themed games and is open all year round. Go to www.escapecanton.com to learn more about their exciting new attractions. You can also join their mobile fan club for updates and specials. Simply text FOT to 545454. We have this convention news from Spooky Empire in Orlando, Florida. Legendary shock rocker Alice Cooper will appear April 1st through the 3rd at Spooky Empire in Orlando at the Wyndham Orlando Resort. Alice Cooper has a career that spans 5 decades as a singer, songwriter, and occasionally an actor, appearing in films like Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, Wayne's World, Dark Shadows, and who can forget his appearance on The Muppet Show. With a stage show that features guillotines, electric chairs, fake blood, boa constrictors, baby dolls, and dueling swords, Cooper is considered by music journalists and peers alike to be the godfather of shock rock. He is drawn equally from horror movies and vaudeville to pioneer a macabre theatrical brand of rock specifically designed to shock you. This is your rare chance to meet Alice Cooper in person all weekend long at Spooky Empire's Retro at the Wyndham Orlando Resort, April 1st through the 3rd. Tickets, VIP packages, and hotel rooms are available, but moving fast. Get them while you can. This show will sell out. For more info, visit them at SpookyEmpire.com. We have some special effects news from FX University. FX University is coming May 27th through 29th in the Atlanta Marriott Convention Center in Atlanta, Georgia. This isn't just another convention. It's not some trade show. This is an educational event for those passionate about prosthetics, makeup effects, animatronics, masks, monsters, sculpture, mold making, puppets, face painting, and body art. Learn from some of the best in the FX business. You'll spend one jam-packed weekend learning how to take your next film, television, theater, or cosplay project to the next level. RJ Hattie, Anthony Kozar, Race Bird, and Roy Woolley will teach you their tricks and introduce you to the film industry. You know them from Face Off. Let them show you how they got there. You don't want to miss this all-new, unique opportunity. For more information or to pre-enroll, visit FX, that's the letters, FXUniversity.net. We have news on another sequel to The Ring. Paramount Pictures is showing renewed confidence in Rings by shifting it from an April to October 28, 2016 release date, making it a solid Halloween release. Rings is the latest sequel to The Ring, the U.S. remake of Hideo Nakata's J-horror Ringu. Johnny Galecki, best known as Leonard in The Big Bang Theory, stars in Rings. Galecki will play Gabriel, a handsome, pleasure-seeking professor who mentors and helps boyfriend and girlfriend duo Holt and Julia, played by Alex Rowe and Matilda Lutz. Scream 4's Amy Teagarden rounds out the main cast. It's a direct sequel to The Ring 2, although there were plans on having it to be a prequel, which didn't come into fruition when the filmmakers were allegedly unable to lock down original star Naomi Watts. The original cursed video will once again play as a device to Samara's curse. We, of course, will follow this story and bring you updates as we get them. We have this update from the Mad Monster Party in Charlotte, North Carolina. Meet the voices of young Elsa and Anna at Mad Monster Party 2016. Livy Steubenrauch and Eva Bella, the voices of young Anna and young Elsa from Disney's Frozen, join Mad Monster Party in Charlotte March 25th through the 27th. Also attending are George Romero from Night of the Living Dead, Paul Sorvino from Goodfellas, Stefan Kapicic from the voice of Colossus from Deadpool, China and Al Snow, wrestling superstars, Jeremy Bullock, Boba Fett from the original Star Wars trilogy, Dee Wallace from E.T., Cujo, and many other things, the legendary Malcolm McDowell from A Clockwork Orange, and a bunch of other horror and pop culture icons. There will be magic, a costume contest, the Miss Mad Monster pageant, karaoke, a film fest, and more. Mad Monster Party is presented by WCCB, Charlotte CW. For more Mad Monster Party info, tickets, or the chance to book one of their limited discount hotel rooms, visit madmonsterparty.com, and for the latest, like them on Facebook. We have this film news on a possible sequel to the movie Strangeland. Released in 1998, Strangeland introduced a new horror icon in the form of Carlton Hendricks, aka Captain Howdy, a sadistic freak who used the internet to lure young women into his torture lair. Dee Snider, in addition to writing the film, starred as Captain Howdy, and the rocker has for years been trying to get a sequel off the ground. Recently on Twitter, Snider retweeted an Instagram picture from Christopher Petzl, the president and CEO of Strangeland rights owners Imagi Entertainment, which was captioned with the words, "We're going to Strangeland." Snider provided his own caption along with the tweet confirming that the Strangeland sequel team begins to be built. Here's a possible plot crunch for the sequel, which surfaced years back. 1 year after Carlton Hendricks, a.k.a. Captain Howdy's sadistic rampage, much more of the physical scars the schizophrenic sexual sadist gave his victims are left behind. Their lives destroyed by emotional torment and the media frenzy surrounding the crimes, Detective Mike Gage, his daughter Guinevere, and vigilante Jackson Roth played by Robert Englund, each have their crosses to bear. But when the badly burned and mentally broken Carlton Hendricks is taken from a state-run mental hospital and off his medication by billionaire media mogul Morgan LaForce, leader of the body modification fetish haven called the Torture Garden, the door swings wide open for each of Captain Howdy's victims to find closure and retribution. We'll keep on top of this story and bring you updates as we find out. We have some more convention news from the Texas Frightmare Weekend in Dallas. Please join us in welcoming Ed Neal to TFW 2016. Perhaps best known for his iconic role as the hitchhiker in Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Ed has also been a top voice talent for many years. Ed also appeared as the Mercer interrogator in Oliver Stone's JFK and Big Chuck's henchman in the 1993 movie My Boyfriend's Back. He's also done work for films, video games, and cartoons. He provided the voice for Lord Zedd in the Power Rangers TV series. Ed provides three voices in a new Batman DC Universe online game, the voices of Two-Face, Killer Croc, and Harvey Bullock. Tickets for the Texas Frightmare Weekend and info are available at TexasFrightmareWeekend.com. We have this news from the horror realm in Pittsburgh. Our annual spring show debuts at a new home, the Doubletree by Hilton Greentree, conveniently located at 500 Mansfield Avenue, Pittsburgh, off the Greentree exit of I-376 Parkway West. This will be the only Horror Realm convention of 2016, so don't miss it. Guests include Return of the Living Dead cast members Clue Gulager, John Philbin, Brian Peck, Jewel Shepherd, Linnea Quigley, Tom Matthews, and Beverly Randolph. Nightmare on Elm Street cast members Brooke Bundy, Ken Sagos, Beatrice Beppel, and Erica Anderson. Len Lees from Dawn of the Dead, Tiffany Shepis from Sharknado 2, and Romeo and Juliet, Mia Shepis from Tales of Halloween, and many, many more. VIP tickets must be purchased in advance and limited to only 50. Includes a weekend pass, a Horror Realm tote bag with lots of goodies, a Horror Realm shot glass, a souvenir badge with a lanyard, exclusive limited edition convention poster, t-shirt, priority seating at all panels, exclusive VIP party with open bar and appetizers, and more. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult admission, and free single-day admission for active-duty military and veterans with a valid ID. All ticket sales are final, no refunds. Please visit Horror Realm's website at horrorrealmcon.com for the hotel's terms and conditions and much more information. We have this news from St. Lucifer's Haunted Asylum in Flint, Michigan. After weeks of testing, we are finally opening the Escape the Zombie game. Through testing, we have decided to extend the time from 60 minutes to 90 minutes. Test your skills. It's very difficult for an escape room. For more information, visit breakoutroomescape.com/escape-the-zombie. And finally, we have a little bit of interesting news regarding, indirectly, The Walking Dead. A Montana family gave their neighbors quite a scare while enjoying a favorite TV show a Sunday evening a couple of weeks ago. A 9/11 call came in at 7:28 p.m. from a Great Falls neighbor who heard screaming from a house about someone having a gun. According to Great Falls, Montana's police department notes about the call, a second caller helped the seven responding officers locate the house. Great Falls Police Department Sergeant Brian McGraw said the officers surrounded the residence, responding to a disturbance possibly involving a gun. "We had a whole bunch of guys on that one," he said. The call notes say the officers heard loud talking from inside the home and observed flashing lights. To the notes, the officers saw two adults and several children, ages unknown, watching a show about firearms with two windows close to the TV open. Everyone appeared to be okay. McGraw said he later found out the show was the mid-season premiere of AMC's The Walking Dead, an hour-long drama chronicling life during the zombie apocalypse. Based on the outcome, no report was required for the call, and the call notes do not include what the family had to say about the police response. So if you're watching The Walking Dead, please watch responsibly. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event?
Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know Transworld is just about 2 weeks away. It's getting here faster than you can say Jack Robinson. So what are we doing here at the Big Scary Show and the Big Scary News? Well, we're starting to really get into some heavy Transworld coverage, talking to a lot of the vendors that are going to be out there, talking to a lot of our sponsors who are vendors out there. One of our absolute favorites, big fan of the show, love to have this guy on here because you could talk basically anything to him, you know, because he's one of those brash New York types. But we love him, Jerry D'Alessandro, over in Staten Island, New York, the owner, CEO, Big Cheese of Creepy Collection, creepycollection.com, the best static props you'll ever see. Fine sponsor of the show. Jerry, I know you're up there taking time out from pulling your hair out, watching the Knicks lose to spend some time with us tonight.
Thanks for the. You know, what was actually more upsetting to me was not the Knicks comment, was that you said we're 2 weeks from Transworld, and immediately, like, this nauseating feeling just started swirling in my stomach. Like, it's oh my God, why am I on the phone with Patrick? He just said that, like, why am I on the phone with this guy right now? I'm saying it's 3 weeks, I think. I'm thinking it is 3 weeks.
Well, but when this airs, it'll be about 2 weeks out. So.
Oh, all right. So when it airs, it'll be about 2 weeks. Okay,
oh,
that's
yeah.
Better. We're calm.
But you can still get the 3 week out butterflies.
But you know, Val's eyeballs were popping out of her head when she heard me say 2 weeks. 3 weeks. Yeah, sure. All right, put your eyeballs back in your head. It's never. We never have enough time. Like, if they can move Transworld like another week, I'd probably be a little more comfortable at this point. But I'm going to call Jen up and say, Jen, can we move the show just one more week later?
Yeah, I'm sure she'll go, sure, Jerry, just for
sure,
you,
no babe. Problem, sir.
No problem.
No. Nah, it's never
well,
enough.
Speaking of Transworld being a couple weeks away, I know you've got a whole bunch of brand new stuff coming down the pike for a Creepy Collection, eh?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Anything you can talk about? Anything you can
spoil it with
or break some?
I know
you come up with some of the most creative things in the most creative situations, so I'm always fascinated by all the really cool stuff you come out with. Every year you manage to astound and yet make us all slightly disturbed whenever we walk past your booth.
Well, thank you for that. I like to be disturbing at times when people... I actually, one of the best things I love about Transworld, obviously people always talk about the amount of customers that come, the sales, or this, that. Those are great points, you know what I mean? They're great reasons to get in a car and drive 17 hours, but more importantly, it's exactly what you said. When you said, I disturb people, I get the emotion from them, and I see their, you know, eyes and their face smiles, and when they see a prop that I designed and they get it, you know, they just get it, like, what I'm talking about in this product, like, what it's meant to be used for, and, you know, the whole room design start coming down. That's what I love. That's, like, my drug right there of choice, because... that gets me going. You know, it gets my juices flowing on this floor. And I'm always like, love that. It just makes me happy. So I'm looking forward to that part, you know. And as far as the new process, we try to push the envelope. You know, we do have some pushing envelope stuff that I'm toying with. I mean, they're pretty much done. We built some, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Clown.
Oh, no. Of course not.
Okay. Well, there's a movie Clown, and it's based on
Great.
It's made by what's his name, Ruthenberg? What's the guy's name? The guy who made Cabin Fever.
Eli Roth.
There you go. I was close. But anyway, Mr. Roth, he made this movie called Clown, which is kind of hidden. It's not
very...
I know about this one.
This is about the guy that turns into one?
Correct. He slowly turns into a clown where the actual skin... He puts the clown outfit on, and it merges to his skin, and it looks like his skin. And he starts taking on... And at the end of this movie, he becomes this demonic clown. And the... it's really a distorted-looking, nasty, vile-looking clown. And I was like, wow, that's a really cool idea. And the one thing that the clown craves is children. And it actually crosses into lines of no other horror movie by actually feasting on children. And you see, you know, him eating kids and their bodies on the floor and heads gone and blood everywhere. I was like, wow. I got to respect this horror movie because a lot of horror movies will not touch that. And I was like, he actually went for that, and that's something that's like a taboo, you know? So I was like, kudos to him for going full out. And I think we're going to see that come full circle with the new It movie, too, because they're going to push the envelope because, you know, that's coming as well. But so I decided right out the gates, I said, oh, we got to make a whole line of demonic clowns that want to eat kids. I kind of like the idea of it. It pushes the envelope. Instead of, I was like, everyone else could show up with these, you know, normal-looking haunt clowns that everyone's been seeing for so many years, but I want them to go in a different direction. I was like, we want to go into this demonic looking clown with its skin all attached and, you know, its collar that looks like skin with bells on it. I was like, let's go that route. And we made very, like, I would say about three of them. And, you know, in the movie's only one. Four? We got four. I'm sorry. I don't even know how many, that's how much designing I'm doing. Four. We got four, right? And that's right. Maybe five. No, it ain't going to be five. Four. And now the question is, do I make the child and put blood all over it? Like him pulling the intestines out and put that on the show floor. I mean,
right.
I'm considering, you know, Tat told me a long time ago when I was designing the pregnant zombie. And he was like, are you bringing it? And I'm like, I don't know. We spoke probably 2 days before I was packing the truck. But this is when he was doing the interactive horns. And he was like, are you going to bring it? And I was like, I don't know. I don't want to, like, piss people off. Tat. He's like, yeah, I know. You don't want to lose business. I'm like, yeah, well, that's just that. I was like, you know, yeah, I guess so. It's like, you know, someone sees that, gets offended, and, like, screw you, you know? It's a zombie with a zombie baby ripping out of its belly. I don't think I've ever seen a prop like that on the floor. And he goes, you remember the good old days, Jared, when we used to be young? And I was like, well, we're still kind of young. And he's like, no, I mean, like, we didn't give a shit. We just did what we wanted to do. And then I looked at him and I said, by the way, I hope you beep that out, Mr. Badger.
We edit nothing.
Oh, God. Okay, well, there you go. It is the internet, right? So I've heard plenty of cursing on other pods. So.
Keep it and 13.
He said, pack. And I said, I looked at my staff, and my staff, after that call 2 days later, they were like, what are you doing? What are you doing with the mombi? And I looked at it, I said, put it in the truck. Actually, I said, put it in the effing truck. And I was like, we're going to take it and go. And I had the same thing with the guy who eats shit, basically, in 2013. He had the help me thing, and he was holding crap in his hand. He had piss coming down his legs and diarrhea.
That.
And I don't think anyone's ever put something like a crap-eating prop on the floor of Transworld before. So I was like, all right, let's pack it up. I'm doing it. And then last year with the pubic hair grandma, which caused kind of a little bit of a stir.
That did cause a little controversy.
Right, which I was bringing it anyway, even if it was controversy, because I would have been like, hell.
You never back down from that.
No, freedom of speech. You know I'm pretty big on that stuff. If you see my posts, freedom of speech, I'm always defending, you know. I'm always defending people like we went out there and defended that zombie nativity scene over this, you know, whole thing with him and his town. And I got involved with that, and I was calling him, and I was talking to him and pushing him to not, you know, bring that stuff down, and I gave him $1,000 creepy collection credit for next year to help him get even better with this.
Nice.
And he's, yeah, well, we got to take care of our people out there. You know, today's a zombie nativity scene, tomorrow it's a haunted attraction. Then it's my props. You know, we've had that drop at our doorsteps.
That's good.
Badger, many years ago. Not many, I would say, what, 2-3 years ago with the whole thing with the distortions dog? Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they called me.
Everybody's
I had a phone call while we were working. The same people that were harassing him, they called me, because then they were like, they were witch hunting. And the woman called me and she was like, we see you sell dead dogs. And I was like, I don't sell dead dogs. What are you talking about? She's like, she said, I get on there. I was like, oh, you're talking about my props. And she's like, yeah. She's like, well, you have dead dogs and they give people ideas of, you know, killing animals. I was like, that's a load of shit. I told her like that. She goes, well, she goes, I want you to take it down. I was like, I'm not taking it down. She goes, really? I was like, yeah. I was like, it's my prop. And the last time I checked, we're in the United States of America, and that's freedom of expression and freedom of speech. And until the President of the United States calls me up and says, we amended the Constitution, am I going to take those down? And she was like, oh, you're an animal. This is what you do for money. And da da da. I was like, no, it's what I do because I want to do. And I was like, listen, I was like, I'm going to tell you right now, dead animals are a pretty dead topic in my shop. We don't make many of them. We don't look to make more of them because we're into zombies and dead bodies and all this stuff. And I was like, we don't discriminate. Dead. We got humans that are dead. We got things that are dead. I was like, but I'll tell you now. I was like, if you piss me off, I promise you, I'll make stuff that make you cry. And she was like, well, the person who blah, 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 took their dog away. I was like, good for them. I'm not. I was like, you want to come protest me? I'll hang 1,000 of these things outside my shop. You're more than welcome to come. And I gave her the address. I was like, you want to go round and round with me? Come on down. I'm here. I ain't running. So long story short, we also got into a conversation where I told her, and just to let you know, I was like, my house blew up and went on fire when I was a child. I was like, the fire department that was trying to put the flames out of my house, my cat was trapped inside of the wall. The fire department would not even run to try to rescue her because they were afraid the building would collapse. The fireman grabbed me as I was running in to save my cat and said, sir, I've seen plenty of houses. Well, I was only like 16 at the time, maybe 17. He was like, you know, sir, I've seen plenty of, you know, when the houses fall and the guy dies and the cat comes walking out. So you should not. And I just said, that's my cat, man. I was like, that's my mother's cat. I was like, I'm going to get that cat. And she was all the way in the wall of badger. I reached in that wall, grabbed her by her little face, ripped her out of the wall. She was full of, like, soot and dirt and all that stuff. And I had a special bond with that cat after that. Like, she hated me before that. We became best friends. And I told that woman, so I said, when you think about that, who you're calling an animal hater, just remember you're talking to someone to save the cat's life when no one else would.
Sure.
But yes, I do sell dead props that are props, not real people, not real animals, not real. There's no. I said, my friend's the most hardcore vegan in the world. And when I told her about you, I was like, in this phone call, she was laughing. She goes, your things have no souls. What are these people out of their mind? I was like, exactly. So the woman left, and that was the end of that. But, you know, so we try to push the envelope. And I'm not going to try to get off course a little bit, you know, and get back on Transworld, but that's just some of the things like we've done. So, yes, child eating clowns on Transworld, you know, with blood and intestines in the hand is going to be something that's going to definitely come to a last-minute decision if I'm going to do it. So if you see it there, come up to the booth and say, hey, you got the guts still, you did it. If you don't see it there, you know I chickened the fuck out. Now, pretty much.
Let me ask you a question here. I was on your website not too long ago, and I saw you had a video on paintball zombies.
Oh,
what is
yes.
that all about?
Well, we have these, I don't know if you remember, a few years back, Badge, we had those videos up where we had SUVs driving over our bodies.
Yeah,
and,
I do. Wow.
Okay.
I forgot all about that.
Well, those were pretty good bodies. They were indestructible. They just weren't flexible. So we kind of shelved them for no reason. Other than the fact that everybody wants to flex bodies, they like the flex bodies, they like the bodies that they can do what they want with, and we said, hey, well, we don't need this no more. So I got to talking last year with some paintball people at the show, and they challenged me that they were having problems because they were buying regular props, and the regular props were turning to shreds. I had two instances, two paintball people. So we made a first set as a test. And we used those bodies, and we used coatings and all this stuff, and we sent that set out to a paintball place out in California. And I told the guy, please, this is, you know, this is a test. This is a test. We need to try this out. You know, I don't know what's going to happen because we don't have – there's a paintball place from my shop a little bit down the road, I've tried to get in touch with them to get them to test my stuff, but they just don't call me back. And we were waiting and waiting, and I just said, to hell with it. We went and we bought a paintball gun and took some shots at these. And now my paintball gun I have is probably nowhere near what these guys have. So I was like, please, this is 100% of feedback. You know, I need immediate response of what's happening. You guys are shooting them. I need to know. So if I have to tweak things down the road, I have that shot to tweak it. So first set, I know, did really well. We put it out. We had special coatings. We did everything. Now, the second set I tried to make, we didn't use those bodies, our indestructible bodies. We said, hey, let's see if we could do the same thing and see if it's the coating. And we put it on the flex bodies. Well, those flex bodies didn't fare too well. So we know now, don't use flex bodies for paintballs. And even though they're prettier and they make the props look prettier, it is just far too much impact for these bodies. So we decided then, we said, okay, well, let's come up with another coating that we could put over these bodies and make them even more indestructible. And we've added that too. So now we have the indestructible bodies with the, you know, big metal piping inside, and they're impact resistant. And now we have impact resistant blood that also is flexible, and it's a coating that goes over the props. So these things are now even, they're more of a tank status than that, even they were last year when we were just toying, because that was the developmental. Now we have refined the product and we are ready to come out swinging with them. At least I think we're going to bring about two or three to Transworld. We're not setting up a paintball shooting gallery. We're just going to have them probably have like a little TV next to them with our little corny ass gun shooting them, but they are what they are. And the good news is, due to the fact that we can coat these things, it could be anything. Anything could be made into that impact resistance.
Very nice. And anybody Correct. That works, anybody that works as an actor at a zombie paintball would probably be not very unhappy being replaced by these things.
Well, no, and you know what? The whole idea, too, with the conversation is, you know, one of the things is, yeah, zombie paintball and all this stuff, it's all good, and, you know, but they have a lot of expenses because it's all actors and the props. And there's some props for them to shoot, but nothing really of the level of full great detail and haunt. And, you know, and the idea was that these bodies could actually cut the cost down because, you know, they replace an actor and you pay them once, and that's it. So you can cut your expenditures down, because if you're employing 40, 50 actors or 60 actors to come running out the hayride, you know, this body, you buy, you know, 20 of these bodies, you just knocked out, you could knock down 20 actors, and these, you know, are going to last.
Sure.
Now, we definitely put a lot of work into development on this. So I'm eager to, you know, see what happens this year. We already tested one of these new particular mixes out and this and that, and we beat the hell out of this thing. I mean, we shot it with the paintball, but then we took sledgehammers to it. We took axes to it, you know, the dull axes, but still we swinging pretty hard at them. They're, you know, I've even stabbed with scissors over blood, and I stabbed really hard and we couldn't penetrate. Like, but then when I, you know, it was pretty, you'll see it at the show. You guys are more than welcome to come and swipe at them and, you know, feel them and poke them, take your keys out and stick at them, I guess, if you want, stuff like that.
You can definitely see this having other applications in haunts. You got a guy that's attacking somebody and then they hit the clown or they hit the zombie or whatever. That's
yeah, well, that's also why it's good for other things, you know, when we started putting it on other props.
Sure. Let me ask you one question about this. You made a somewhat cryptic announcement not too very long ago that you're going to Transworld and you're going to be receiving an award of some kind. What's going on?
I was nominated for an Oscar this year. I don't know much about it. You know, in the past previous years that the Haunted Attraction Association has done this, I've never attended. Not because I didn't want to, but because just, man, I'm just so burnt out at the end of the show that we're just like, we want to eat and like die. So, it's on Friday night and, there's a banquet dinner. I don't know if you have to buy tickets. I don't know if it, you know, buy tickets at the booth. I have no idea. I haven't even paid attention to it because it's so heavy in the prop making, but it is an award. I do believe, I think it's for vendor excellence in the industry or something like that. So I'm kind of excited. I mean, listen, they told me, I was like tickled to death about it when I got the call, because to be recognized for something you love is an amazing feeling. And, you know, so we're going to have a good run with it. We'll have some fun with it that night. We also got rated, there's a magazine or something coming out for the show. And we got a phone call too about being rated as one of the top 50 best companies in the haunted industry. Safest.
Oh, very nice. Congratulations on that.
Most reliable, safest, yeah. Well, we work really hard at that. But listen, like I always say, you know, I shoot for 90, 91, 92. You know, we're never going to be 100%. Just never going to happen. You know, it's impossible. And I don't intend to be that ever. It just, you know, might as well live here at that point. But, I've learned to live with certain things and, you know, try to meet as much expectations as possible, as humanly possible. But, so we got that. And let's see, I'm going around now, Badge, for you. I'm going to go around the whole shop and tell you some of the things. All right, so I got some apocalyptic stuff this year.
Nice.
I thought that would be a nice touch to add. Very Mad Max Fury Road style stuff.
That's going to be big this year, I have a feeling.
Yes, sir. I do believe. I saw the movie, and I was like, wow, if that's not, you know, that kind of style, like the apocalypse, end of the world, that's got to be in a haunted house. So I was like, I got to make that. Obviously, we made zombies. I twisted the zombies up a little bit, tried to make them a little different from previous years. We started playing around with Krampus stuff because I loved the damn movie. Something about that movie that hits on so many levels. It plays like an old 80s horror movie that is just well done. And when I saw the actual movie, I said, like, you know, not just for this. This is not just a Christmas movie. This is a horror movie, and it's a pure horror movie. It is an old school pure horror movie at best. And I was like, it's one of the best horror movies I think I've seen in a long time, where it's not just bloody gory. It's not, they actually don't even believe there was an ounce of blood in the whole film. Maybe a very, very, very minuscule amount of blood. It just was creepy, was disturbing, and it was absolutely amazing film. And I think it's coming out in DVD and right by Transworld opening. Now it has a very good story. Very good. I think it grossed about $35, $36 million, which is really good for a December horror movie. And I liked it so much. I said, well, I think that, you know, Christmas haunts are going to want to definitely get in on this. But more importantly, this is a horror movie. It's not just a Christmas horror movie. I was like, you could have a Christmas-themed room that would work in haunted houses during October with this stuff in it, you know, because it's horror. It's not just, you know, it's like Silent Night, Deadly Night, or, you know, sure, people have that or have done those things in the past. Like, this actually is the best of that I've ever seen. So I was like, we're going to hit on that scale and try to, you know, twist that up a little bit. And then we brought back some Frozen guys because there's some Frozen dead people in that. And, you know, talked about demonic clowns. Let's see. Oh, demons. I went into demons this year. Excellent. We got some actual demons with horns and feet, and we have a 7-foot one that lit up the internet. People went nuts over it. I gave a little snapshot of him, and I don't know, he just went crazy. The downright biggest one we got so far this year that, you know, I've released a couple little pictures of was my Spider Woman mutant. I don't know if you've seen that one.
Don't think so.
Oh my God. We were amazed. I mean, it got 400 likes in one night on one Facebook, and then on the creepy Facebook, I believe it hit about another 200-300 likes in one night. I already got a message from a customer to buy it, and then I had a message from the Halloween group, someone wanted to buy it, and I had to tell them, no, I'm sorry, it's already sold, the original that we're bringing. And it's one of those designs that just came to me as I was working. I was actually working on the demonic clown, and I looked at her, and it triggered the thought for this whole prop. Because I said, hey, I can make a spider out of this, too. I was like, I see a spider in the face almost. So I said, Val, make me the same head again. I'm going to tweak it out, and I'm going to make a spider woman And we started getting to doing some sculpting, and Val made some arms for it, some spider arms, and she followed what I wanted here, what I wanted there, and then we actually, you know, made a spider hump, and it has little baby spiders pulling out of it on its back.
Oh, fabulous.
Tons of them, and she is just vile. People love her. On the Extreme Halloween, it has the group got to have 75 comments with people just going ballistic over this thing. So I think that's going to be definitely a big hit at the show, because it's already a huge hit on these networks. People love it, and it was a last minute thing, like the thing I was telling you about today. They always come best at last minute. Let's see. So we have some 7-footers. We're gonna have a bunch of 7-foot props. You know, 7-foot props last year we had a good amount of hits on. We only had 3, so I bumped it up to about 7 to 8 this year. So the demons being one, we got a doll killer guy. We got an actual 7-foot witch. We have two 7-foot clowns. I'm trying to think what else. It's probably my other area of the shop. Let's see, more 7-footers. Oh, Krampus. Who else? Well, out there, yes. I got to go into a separate room. The actual Jack, I don't know if it's how we don't have a name for it yet, but the Jack in the Box that had the tail, and that thing also did very well on Facebook, on both Facebooks. I just released the pictures of it a night ago, and on Instagram. He's actually 9 foot long with his tail. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know how we're going to fit all this.
I don't either, man.
It's getting bigger.
Booth space.
Yeah, I reduced my booth space, too, like a lunatic. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes.
I reduced my booth space from last year.
I don't know how you're going to do this.
I don't know either. But isn't that, like, very, like, in my style, like Willy Wonka, like, crazy. So
you just maybe you've got a TARDIS and your display's actually
Hey, I just started watching that this year. Val forced me while building his props to watch Doctor Who. Yes, because she's crazy. We have another 7-foot clown, a 7-foot ghost, another 7-foot clown. We're all over the place here. I just went into my other area. We got ghosts, regular size style ghosts. We got some crazy pustule clowns that I made. I made a pustule clown, and I made a pustule zombie that I absolutely loved. I saw it, and I was like, that's an amazing concept. We got dolls. I haven't really shown much dolls yet, and I got a lot of doll people like, hey, you got no dolls. We actually made 3 new life-size dolls this year, and they are probably the best we've ever made. I'm going to start putting some pictures out of them probably in the next week.
So, Jerry,
9-footers, too. We got 9-footers, the big guys that we introduced last year.
Yes.
We got about 4 new designs for 9-footers coming. So I think we got about 70 props standing.
Oh, good gravy.
In 5 boots.
Again, I have no idea how you're going to fit all that in there. But
probably
anyway,
another 20 hanging life-size bodies, and probably another 40 heads.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So
we'll be stuffed. Like a turkey. Go ahead.
Where can people see pictures of this stuff? You've talked about a couple of social media sites and things like that. What
are the addresses
so people can get all the information? Because Transworld is, by the time this airs, about
2 weeks
away. And they need to start making sure they've got that checkbook handy when they come out there. Because you just know they're just going to be blown away by everything you got. So how can people get all the information, see the pictures, get a little teaser here and there, and find out everything Creepy Collection?
You know what? I'm going to give you a quick little teaser that nobody knows about except for one person. It's Transworld.
Breaking news.
Yes. So right now I have space reserved outside the show.
Ooh.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Nobody knows about this. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this off. She knows about this, too. And if it's not there, so be it. And I'm going to get my refund. However, if it is there, I guarantee you're going to be amazed. It's something that is going to be 12 foot tall.
No, boy.
And huge. Let's just leave it like that. If it's there, you guys will see it. And you're going to know it's me. Trust me. Now,
no doubt.
Yes, there's no other thing going to be out there except banners and this giant 12-foot child-eating teddy bear. But, yes, it's a big boy.
Now, for the people who want all that information, how do they go about getting it?
Now, if you want it, now that, if we can pull it off, we'll be at the show for. I mean, outside the show. Now, if you want to check out all these little things that we're talking about, we have actual, if you go on the website, there's something that says Facebook up top. You can click that. That'll take you to, I believe, our Creepy Collection fan page, which right now we're treating like a wicked stepchild. We're not really going on it. Haven't posted much on it in a couple of weeks. But there's another Facebook, which used to be the actual Creepy Collection Facebook until Facebook kicked me off because it was a personal account. So that's Jerry A. D'Alessandro, and you'll see a picture of my face with the background of the shop as a profile picture. I have about 7,000 friends on that, and I'm not permitted to take another friend, but you can follow that one, and most people do. And then we kick on the fan site, too, so you can join the fan site, too. Now, we also are on Instagram, okay? And what Instagram, I believe, is Creepy Props, and now we signed up for Snapchat, which Snapchat is we're treating that like the girlfriend on the side or something. We're having a lot of fun with that lately because we're filming stuff on that thing that's not very politically correct. That's kind of like, you know, stuff that's going on in the shop as it's going on and goofy. Like Val made sculpted his breasts and I Snapchatted it and I was like, look at these breasts that Val made. These are actually Val's breasts, and it was like these shriveled little breasts. And she was like, oh, my God, you didn't just say that. And I was like, and I smiled and shut off.
Nice.
So, you know, that kind of zany fun. Like, I'm trying not to be told, because we are not, you know, we are very fun and crazy in this place a lot, and nobody sees us ever. And, watch Val get tortured at work time. And I had a voodoo witch call us up 2 nights ago and do a reading. She's a friend of mine. She's actually on Facebook, Cinnamon, and she's a really good voodoo witch. And if you need, she does that stuff. And she wanted a prop for me, so she offered me this. And I said, okay, call in and okay, you know, we'll swap out. So I put it on speaker, and this is Sunday night. And she's like, don't get me wrong, but people usually want this private. And I was like, yeah, this is Creepy Collection. Nothing's private here. I was like, everything's an open book. She goes, really? I was like, yeah.
What could
I was
possibly
like,
go wrong?
I was like, everybody knows everybody's business in here, and we know everything from all the good shit to all the bad stuff, and everybody's lives, so it doesn't really matter. Just let it roll. They're going to hear about it anyway, eventually. So she was like, okay. So that kind of stuff is always, you know, on the Snapchat is what we're going to try to keep to, not just props, but also those crazy, instances, crazy things. Like I had a worker once twerking up a wall in shorts. I just walked in on her doing it, and I was like, you know, I didn't have to. Now I would just put that on Snapchat and be like, keep doing it. So there you go. That's Snapchat.
Sounds like you got your own little reality show going on over there, or could be a pilot for one. Who knows?
it's insane. Anyway. I'll tell you right now, it would not be a dull show. It would be very crazy, and, you know, definitely if they were filming, I'd say August would be the best because that's when Val usually starts crying and I'm yelling and
excellent.
Things are going on like that. But anyway.
Anyway, Jerry,
so yeah, you can check
always,
that out.
Absolutely. And as always, it's been a pleasure having you here on the Big Scary News to check out everything. Make sure you look for Creepy Collection online. Check out the Facebook, the Snapchat, the Instagram, all the things that Jerry does and his wacky staff out there at Creepy Collection up there in New York by God City. Jerry, again, thank you for taking the time to speak with us here on the Big Scary News.
Thank you, Badger. Thank you
always
so much. And
pleasure.
Thank you, listeners. We love you guys. We love all you guys.
My name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.